everyone. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic is, as usual, inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Dubai to Mumbai, Decadence and Deprivation. And again, it is inspired by my recent 38-day trip to 13 countries and 21 cities in Africa, India, and a little bit in the United Arab Emirates, where I went to Dubai and Abu Dhabi. You can find my columns all over worldwide, certainly locally here in the Santa Barbara News Press, or just go to bruceallen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab. You'll find my weekly column, which is called The Dad's Point of View, three other blog series that I write, The Evolution of Technology, Men versus Women, and Social Media, Social Good, plus all sorts of other goodies. I hope you will follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen. And I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, on Facebook, obviously, and join the Dad Chat community on Google+. What you probably are noting is that I am working in all forms of media, new and old, and if you want to be current, if you want to be contemporary, if you want to know what's going on, you got to play in these different worlds. It's sometimes overwhelming. Granted, I am a baby boomer. We did not have this stuff when I was a kid or a college student. In fact, I had a slide rule when I was a college student, which nobody under the age of 30 would even know what it is, let alone what it looks like. I remember the very first calculator came out when I was in college, and it was like this marvel, a wonder. We couldn't believe it. So technology has changed, and my suggestion for all those parents out there that listen to my show is you better get with it because your kids are using it, and you better know what they're doing. Today's guests are Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman is back with us this week for Therapy Talk, and Sherilyn Hartley-Laban is unavailable. She is out politicking, I believe, in D.C. or New York today, and we have a special guest at her recommendation in her place, a man by the name of Chris Walker, who is the executive director of a website called Second Vote, secondvote.com, and you'll hear more about it and him when he is on in our second segment. This week's new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Does Valentine's Day. And hello, guys. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Hello. Have you done your homework? It's bizarre how much women put their man's love on the basis of what he does, gives, and acts like on Valentine's Day, and conversely, how little we care about it, men, for the most part, and how we just, for me at least personally, pretty darn annoyed at all the commercialization of this particular holiday. Tonight at Dad Chat, we will be sharing our favorite love songs in honor of Valentine's Day with special co-host Jason Ramsey, who is a owner of a school of rock in Wichita, Kansas. And this week's vlog, the I'm Not That Dad vlog, is called Beignets in New Orleans. And because I was recently in New Orleans, I, of course, had to go visit the Café du Monde, which is the famous 24 hours a day, every day of the week, beignet and coffee cafe. It's not a cabaret, although there is always live music taking place at or nearby the Café du Monde. So I happened to hit New Orleans right after some severe weather when I attended the Dad 2.0 summit, and then it got gorgeous and clear, and I took a bunch of video on my iPhone. It's astonishing how good the quality can be. For what it's worth, I have two really incredible sponsors that are going to be part of Dad Chat on February 20th and February 27th. On February 20th, Shutterfly is sponsoring Dad Chat, and everybody that shows will win a very special prize. You will have a coupon code, and you will be able to redeem it. This applies only to first-time Shutterfly users, which I imagine a lot of you may or may not be using it, but it is a very cool thing. We'll also be giving away three prizes. So that's, remember, Dad Chat is every Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. The following week, February 27th, GoPro is sponsoring. Now, GoPro is the company that makes those little video cameras that are incredibly high quality that most people associate GoPros with sport activity. You see people put them on their surfboards, ski helmets. The guy who did the longest skydive ever from a balloon way up in the atmosphere, he had on a GoPro, and you can find that on YouTube. So GoPro is sponsoring. We're going to be talking about video at the GoPro Dad Chat, and of course talking about still photography at the Shutterfly one. But GoPro is giving away a whole package that includes a full-on camera, GoPro camera, and a bunch of the goodies that you get. You have to buy separately, accessories that make for a full complement of a GoPro. So these are big deals. I hope you'll come both tonight for Love Songs, the 20th for photography with Shutterfly, and the 27th for GoPro at Dad Chat. What else do I have in the way of news? I don't know, so let's listen to a dad's point of view life lesson.
You got to accentuate the positive elemi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy. Up
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Allowance must be earned. I fear the present generation of kids is more spoiled than any other in history. Many of the jobs that my generation had, like a paper route, are no longer available. School requirements are often so daunting and much greater than they were in the past. So be sure your kids at least earn their allowance in your own home. Make them responsible for things around the house. Giving anyone something for nothing only teaches them to expect something for nothing. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's what it is.
Wow, another good lesson. It's so funny. I listen to these things, which I recorded a long time ago, and I listen to them sometimes as if I hadn't actually said those words, and they often strike me as a lot of wisdom. Anyway, I have used up all the time for this first segment, so I hope you'll stay tuned. We have special guest Chris Walker coming to us after these commercials.
Bruce Allen, follow-